Well, hello, 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 everyone. Greetings wherever you are. I'm excited to see you. Welcome to the Dr. Jones Show, where we dive deep into the realm of transformation, healing, and awakening. So today we have an amazing guest. Her journey really defies convention. Wait till you hear about it. Edmarie Rosado began as a master mechanic. You heard me right, a mechanic, solving complex engine problems, only to discover that her true calling was unlocking the human energy system. Amazing. Now an intuitive healer and transformational mentor, she applies the same precision she once used on cars to help people just like you and I realign with their higher selves. So join us as we explore her powerful journey from mechanic to miracles, uncovering the hidden blueprints of healing within us all. I am Dr. Joan Hangarter, also known as Joan of Angels, host of the Dr. Joan Show, where we bridge the practical with the mystical, exploring transformational healing, spiritual empowerment, and the wisdom hidden within our life experiences. As a visionary intuitive guide and an esoteric chiropractor, I help others tap into their innate power to heal and thrive. And as a legal and identity theft advocate, I help protect my friends on the third dimensional realm. Now, let me introduce you to my guest. She is an intuitive healer. I'm going to put her little thing right there. Good. She's an intuitive healer and transformational mentor with a unique path that began under the hood of a car. As a former master mechanic, she spent years diagnosing and repairing engines, always searching for the root causes of issues. This analytical mindset combined with a deep spiritual calling led her to transition into the world of energy healing. Today, she helps individuals and animals realign with their true essence, offering intuitive guidance, emotional release, and holistic healing. Edmarie's mission is to empower others to awaken their authentic selves, embrace self-love, and live a life of harmony, joy, and fulfillment. Edmarie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. That was an amazing introduction.
Only because I had an amazing guest with quite an awesome background. I really got excited thinking, okay, well, as a mechanic, you dived into very specific structural issues. Like, you know, this links to this, to that, to that. And so then I got really excited thinking, okay, how did you transition? What happened for you?
Well, I was in the corporate world. I was working with a company named CarMax.
Yes.
And it's an amazing, amazing, amazing company where we all work together to build cars and sell cars, right? After the pandemic, after 2020, I started feeling weird in a sense of, do I belong here? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? And I started asking myself, what is this? Why I feel like this? They pay me a lot. They love me. I love my job. What is it that is happening? And I started hiring mentors on 2023. First about money, right? Then about most transformational. And one of the meditations came up to me as a download. Oh, you are a healer. But you must trust and surrender.
Oh my.
After that, I started receiving the downloads to quit my job.
Yes.
It was mixed feelings on that. I had the financial stability of a job, and the uncertainty and the certainty at the same time that I'm a healer and I have a path. So I was presented with both spectrums at the same time. However, I chose to let go of that job on September 2023.
Whoa, a big day, a big day. Okay. I was in Egypt then, interestingly enough. Okay, so then what happened? Oh my gosh. I want to break it down for people because that's pretty powerful. You're in one thing that you actually love and you get a call. And you get this call to switch, to move, to make a change. Some people would run for the hills and ignore it, but you chose to follow it. So what happened next then?
I quit it. I let go of that. Then I started seeing my bank account dropped,
Of
right?
course.
I didn't have a plan. I didn't know how I was gonna perform that work as a healer yet. I started mentoring with Daniel Raphael, one of the speakers that he's with me. And we started letting go of stuff that doesn't serve me anymore, like my relationship, the job completely, letting go and shedding off the limiting beliefs around money, around my value, around deserving amounts of money, right? So I started sharing that with him and working with him on that. And as I see my bank account dropped, I started freaking out. But then something shifted on me when I did one of the sessions with him. Oh, it's about trust. It's about trust. I am never alone. They got my back. And I feel the angels and guys with me. Hey, I got you. I got your back. Okay? You're not alone in this. Just trust. Surrender, just trust, right? So as I surrender and trust, I became a practitioner of dream porting. I don't like to call it dream porting. However, it is alchemy. I do alchemy sessions and I call them heart reconnection sessions because you're coming back to your love, back to your heart when you connect with your inner child. So I started doing that in June 2024, giving away sessions and meeting more people and getting fulfilled every single time I give a session to someone. It was so much fulfilling, so much amazing, the transformational power that it was channeled through me. That after that, I put up my website, I put on my offerings, I'm starting collaborating with other healers to become the best version of myself. And I just got back from an amazing retreat when I learned how to channel energy with intention, when visualizing joy, love, collaboration, then channeling that back to a group of people, to someone, which is amazing and fulfilling. And that's one of the things that I'm doing right now is fulfilling my calling 100%.
Wow. And so that feels amazing.
Yes.
And so I'm excited, by the way, that I'm part of your summit, that that's how we met. But what then pushed you into this direction? Continue. So how long ago was that, by the way, that you started your website and your services? What was that date?
The practice was in June. The website, I think, was July or August 2024.
Okay, so you're so new in this. This is amazing. And you managed to have a group of healers around you that are super amazing. So that even in itself, because so tell us what you're doing now.
Right now, I am redesigning my sessions, redesigning my programs, because now I can incorporate energy healing from my heart to the person or to the people, the group of people. Before, it was just going deep into the root, alchemizing it, and let the person self-discover themselves. Now they have more help from me, and the angels and the guides helping me share the energy, share the love that this person is meant to feel in a deeper level.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a redesign. I offer 1-year program and I offer a 12-week program on that.
Is this the website, by the way?
Yes, it's in the website.
Okay, good. Now, you also do summits. So tell us about what inspired you to do these summits. And what's your relationship to some of these speakers then?
Well, what inspired me to do this summit was that I'm called to collaborate. The word collaboration mm-hmm. is being embedded so strong in me because I've been so lonely in the past mm-hmm. that it's been calling me collaboration, collaboration, collaboration. And what stood me the most is that we as a collective, as a bunch of speakers, amazing healers, we can do something amazing. We can create a safe space container for healing. Mm-hmm. We together reaching these amazing souls, reaching more people to raise the consciousness of the planet. That is all about raising the consciousness so we can ascend as a collective.
Right. Right. Absolutely. You know, I have to say it's really refreshing. Number one, really refreshing because you're like at the beginning of your career as a healer and as an intuitive and a guide and a channel. And like you've not even been at it for a year, technically, with your website and everything. So this is really, really exciting. What do you say about that for you? Like, is this the way your life has always been, that you kind of get focused, you move forward fearlessly?
Yeah, that happened when I was working in the mechanical career. I started working in CarMax in 2018. By the end of 2019, I was a master mechanic already. So I moved really, really quick in that job. And it's because I pursue more and I know that I'm meant for more. And when I put that in perspective of healing, I know that I'm meant for more. I know that I'm meant to collaborate. I know that this is not it. I know that I have a vision, and my vision is opening retreat centers and facilitating some sort of healing to a group of people in different parts of the world, like traveling the world, mm-hmm. Building healing centers and facilitating. So that's a big vision that I have. So, and that's what it's inspiring the most right now.
Wonderful. Wonderful. It's been very fascinating to talk to you. So what message do you want to leave our audience with? Like, because you've been one of the most inspirational guests I've had on the show. So what would you like to leave everyone with?
How important is to rediscover and connect with yourself, connect with your heart, follow your heart desires, because your heart desires are what your soul is talking to you.
Yeah, I will.
And by saying that, is that we are called in this big container. And it's time for us to play big for the big vision and the big picture. and I'm inspiring you to follow your heart, to follow yourself, and to go in deep into you.
It's a beautiful message. Beautiful message. So let's say we've inspired everyone out there listening. Where can they reach you, and what can they actually book with you?
Yeah, you can visit my website at edmarieintuitivehealing.com. My social media pages are going to be around this video, right?
Mm-hmm. They'll be right below.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You can contact me there. You can message me anytime. You can tell me what's holding you back. What is it that is bugging you, so I can support you better in this path. I've already gone through this path. I'm still going. So I am here to support you in a deeper level, to shed off limiting patterns, to shed off stuff that doesn't serve you anymore, so you can step in fully into your calling.
Amazing. Once you were a mechanic of cars, and now you're a mechanic of the soul. That's what my guys just said. She's a mechanic of the soul. She's always been a mechanic, all sorts of places. And that's sort of how almost they say that that's almost how you see it in a way. It's been fascinating to have you on the show. I love that I've been connecting with you. I love that I'm one of your collaborators. You're now one of mine. And guys, we've been really fortunate to have Edmarie. So stick around if you want. We'll chat. Guys, amazing to have her. Incredible conversation. Her journey reminds us that healing can emerge from the most unexpected of places. If you are ready to realign, release, and step into your highest potential, be sure to connect with Edmarie and explore her healing work. And don't forget to stay tuned to the more inspiring guests on the Dr. Joan of Angels show. So until next time, trust your path, embrace your power, and keep shining your light. Have a great day, everyone. See you next time.